time for Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, heard weekly at 12 noon to 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And we're getting ready for the astrological new year coming up very soon. Very, very important astrological new year. I want to talk to you about the significance of this last segment of the zodiac in Pisces, what it means, and what this spring usually means, this vernal equinox, right in the middle of a moon wobble. Actually, the astrological new year starts the moon wobble also because it's tax time. It's very important for us to understand what all of this means. So I'm going to be doing a complete topic on it. And I'm always very excited about this time of year. I don't know whether it's because the ladies all get romantic, and the men usually do too, and all the animals get very romantic. It's like mating season. But it seems like right around March 21st, during the vernal equinox, that everyone seems to be renewed. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Well, the vernal equinox. You know, everyone celebrates New Year's on January 1st. But I really don't. I celebrate it on the 20th of March. Sometimes it's the 21st, but this year it's the 20th. When the sun enters Aries at 7:02 p.m., the same day the moon will enter Gemini. And actually, 4 days later, the moon wobble starts on Palm Sunday. So, obviously, a very, very intense equinox this year. What we find out in astrology, and what I think is very, very important for you to know, is that typically we all live a 12-sign cycle, which means as the sun moves through your 12 houses in your birth chart, as the sun moves through the 12 signs in the sky and also the 12 signs in your chart, what we find out is we find out that different things are triggered when the sun changes signs. Now, for you to find the vernal equinox in your chart, and as part of today's extended topic, what I'd like to do is help you find where the vernal equinox point in your chart is, which is zero Aries. And if you find out where that vernal equinox point is, then you and I will discuss what I think that means. For me, zero Aries is in my sixth house. 20 Pisces is my sixth house cusp. 20 Aries is my seventh house cusp. So the astrological new year always happens every year in March when the sun is about 10 degrees into my sixth house of health and work. So I always seem to have a renewal, in fact, every year in March when it comes to my health and work. I go through a detox rebirth usually with my health, and it seems like my career always makes drastic changes in that 30-day period following the vernal equinox. For example, I started this show in the middle of a vernal equinox in March of 83, and we finally got on the air and got the production complete and ready to go April 16th. So it took about 3 weeks preparation, but that vernal equinox every year was so powerful. You know, now I have my anniversary every year right around it on the air. We'll be here 7 years, April 16th. So the important thing that we have to be aware of is that when the sun is in Pisces, it's cleanup time. You know what happens when you leave the movie theater, or when you leave a concert, or when you leave a ball game, a basketball game, or after a huge meeting or seminar? There's a mess. There's a big mess going on. And sometimes don't see the crew that goes in there with their vacuums and their brooms and their shovels and try to get the place put back together again. Well, this is like what I call astrologically red alert time. You see, because there's so many people out there that are enslaved still by their families, by their friends, by their jobs, by their bosses, by their husbands, by their wives, by their children, that we really don't know, many of us, what freedom is. We've never really tasted it. I saw Mike Tyson on Arsenio last night, a show which I don't like to watch, by the way, but I force myself to. And Mike Tyson was talking about his stepfather, I believe, a man who adopted him when he was 9, and he talked to him about how important being independent was, being free, which obviously Mike Tyson is because he's worth, what, $50 or $100 million. So he does whatever he wants, whenever he wants to do it. He doesn't have to answer to anyone but himself, and that's what I call freedom. Well, you see, during this time of year in March, during Pisces time, many of us, because Pisces stresses Sag, Gemini, and Virgo planets, which happens to be the other three mutable energies. Pisces is a mutable force. So the Pisces, Virgo, Sag, Gemini energy is like the more open-minded, the more submissive, and the more enslaved of the four zodiacal signs. So if there is a part of our lives where we are still being held down, restricted, constrained, or shackled, then usually it becomes quite obvious during Pisces times. And this is the time, obviously, during taxes, when many of us wonder if we're going to get a refund or how much we're going to need to pay because we owe, or whether or not the taxes are going to be in good shape or not because the IRS may give us a call or send us a letter. And it's nervous time. It's nervous time. And we have a moon wobble right after the vernal equinox that starts on the 24th, which I'll talk about a little later in the show. But the point is that this is the month, spiritually, where whether you know it or not, you become face-to-face with the self. And if for some reason you're in a position of enslavement, either whether it's personal or whether it's public, or you're in a position where things in your life are not karmically sound, this is where if you don't take care of a sore in your body, the infection can get bad. You know, this is where if you don't take care of a sore in your life, then the pain can be excruciating. You know, we do find that Pisces time is an ending's significance, and Aries time is a rebirth, a beginnings. Whereas Pisces would be death and endings, Aries would be rebirth and new beginnings. So right just before the night of March 19th, right before the astrological New Year's, and everywhere, every year, we always feel it. We could even see it in the weather, the first day of spring. You can hear with the birds singing, they're laying eggs like crazy, and animals are mating, and people are mating, and there's something in the air. There's a newness that kind of intuitively and instinctively allows us to procreate or create or start things off to get things going. But the strangest part of this particular vernal equinox this year is that we are trying to create new things during a moon wobble. And I had some fears that the Persian Gulf War would still be going on during this vernal equinox moon wobble, and it just gave me the jitters when that happened, because the moon wobble will actually peak on April 14th. It'll be over on April 21st. But what I'm saying is during the entire segment of Aries, about 28 days of that segment is going to be moon wobble time. How about all the people that are going to do their taxes from March 24th to April 21st during a moon wobble? And what happens is moon wobble is what I call like a double Mercury retrograde. It's when the north node of the moon, which is 25 Capricorn, is either square, oppose, or conjunct the sun. And the sun will actually be at 24 Aries on the 14th. North node will be 24 Capricorn. So the Aries sun will square that north node and T-square the south node in Cancer right there during the deadline period. People are not aware that the Persian Gulf War started, I think, January 16th during a moon wobble peak. And even though no one else noticed something funny about the war, I did. There was a terrible imbalance. It's almost like Iraq was like a lamb led to the slaughter in that war. It wasn't really like a war. It was more like one person taking advantage of another. It was something totally odd or strange and tragic. Doesn't seem like we talk too much about the 100 or 150,000 Iraqi casualties that occurred during this war, or the leveling of two nations. So things go on sometimes. Why doesn't the media make a big deal of that? Well, vested interest, who knows? Maybe the Defense Department is behind who owns the media. But still in all, this moon wobble and this vernal equinox period is so important, because what I'm trying to tell you is, of all time during the year, we find that instinctively March, late March and April, are the month where we've recovered from the new year, where we've gotten ourselves hopefully on track, where we're face to face with what we're enslaved with, what we're not, what our karma is, what our problem is. And during April, because April is the month of the self, memories of the childhood, April is a period of self-evolution, self-realization, and growth, that we zero in on situations of things that we have to do in order to make our lives better and in order to have that freedom that I was talking about earlier. You see, I know a lot of you are slave to the alarm clock. A lot of you are slave to coffee and cigarettes. Oh, by the way, I saw such an excellent show on cigarettes on HBO yesterday. I'm glad I don't smoke because, Ante, it scared the hell out of me. They were talking about lung cancer and showing what it was like to die of lung cancer. And I was like, oh, man, I was feeling very nauseous watching that commercial. But it's like Edward Koop says, please don't smoke. If you smoke, stop. Now, I'm not trying to preach to you. You're going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to write your own destiny no matter what. But still, there are so many things that we are slave to, like our family, still our parents, our children, maybe our marriage or relationship situations. There's suffering where we know we can't do what we want to do, and we'd like to do what we want to do, but we can't. And that's why Pisces is the ending sign, you see? Because a lot of people decide to end things in their lives that are not good anymore and begin anew. But the moon wobble is an astrological phenomena that affects new beginnings. Now, look at the contrast in this puppy, would you? Here all these people are normally ending things in their lives that are not right and then facing up to all these new beginnings. A lot of people may get married in February, March, or April, and normal to want to have children and stuff like that. But the moon wobble, the specific energy of the moon wobble, is that it attaches a shaky foundation to any new beginning. Now, I want to tell you something. In the old days, I used to believe there was like a 7 to 10% chance of disappointment, and the moon wobble moved that up a few percentage points. No, I've decided that there's more than a 50% increase in disappointment and setback with all new beginnings. Do you know how many people fall in love during the vernal equinox, late March and April, when the Aries transits hit? And do you know what falling in love can do when it happens during a moon wobble? It's like a bursting balloon. I've studied this moon wobble for a long time, and I have found that trying to start a project, or trying to start a business, or trying to start a relationship, or trying to start a promotion, or trying to buy a house, or move the residence, or change all kinds of things during a moon wobble has a more than 50% chance of failure or disappointment. Now, that's my personal opinion. If you have comments on what you've experienced moon wobble effect, I want to know about it. Moon wobble happens 4 times a year for 28 days during each moon wobble period. And right now it's going to happen during the cardinal months of Aries, which is April, Cancer, which is July, October, which is Libra, and January, which is Capricorn, because the North Node will be in a cardinal sign for the next year at least, Capricorn. But still, as your astrologer and as your friend, what I guess the bottom line and the point of today's show more than anything else is, number one, give me a call and let me take a look at where the zero point in Aries is in your chart. Let's see if we can find it together to understand where your rebirth would happen every year, where your new beginning would happen every year. That's number one. But number two, what am I trying to say with all this? Well, obviously, if we are having a moon wobble during the vernal equinox, during the astrological new year, what this obviously means is that if you have something that you have in mind as far as relationships, or if you feel enslaved, or if you feel in a situation where you need to finish something and go in there and clean up, if you know that something in your life needs to be done, like your teeth, and Aries rules the teeth, or your hair, Aries rules the hair, or your face. You know, there's cosmetic things that could be done facially. Aries rules the face. Or your head, your mind. Aries rules the brain and your eyes, glasses, and your teeth, and your overall health, and your drive, and your sexuality. That's why a lot of people get really passionate during the vernal equinox period. But like I say, the vernal equinox starts at 7:02 p.m. on March 20th. And by the time we get to midnight Saturday on the 23rd of March, we start the moon wobble, Palm Sunday. And I'm saying that millions of people that are not listening to this show right now, in fact, billions of people right now, are going to intentionally start all these things, starting that week, the 24th, and going the first 3 weeks in April, right during the moon wobble. And like I say, you are going to see a 50% either failure or disappointment rate And talk about sharp beginnings. Every time I've ever met a woman for a relationship during a moon wobble, it always starts out strong, major infatuation, and then poof. I try hard not to meet anybody during that moon wobble. I mean, you can challenge the moon wobble. You can fly during it. You can travel. There's a higher frequency of accidents, plane and car. There's more technological problems emotionally. There's emotional punches usually taking out of new situations. But, you know, what I'm saying here, I'm not saying to call your accountant and to get a reservation to pay those taxes, but I'm going to do it. In fact, I'm going to see my accountant today, right when the moon goes into Sag at 3:35. You want to know what's going to happen if you file your taxes during a moon wobble? Are you going to test this universe? Do you want to get a letter from your accountant or from the government that says that there's a problem with this return, or there's not enough money being paid, or there's too much money being paid, or it's wrong, or you're being questioned? No. You want to increase your level of accuracy in your filing and your level of success. Every time when we file our taxes every year, a lot of people file taxes like it's a test, like it's a final, like it's the SAT, and they want to pass. They don't want to hear that there's any problems with their taxes. And that's why it's obvious why the taxes are due in April of every year, right during Aries, because it's time for us to face up to ourselves. Now, these are very, very karmic times. I want to tell you something. With Saturn leaving Capricorn, Uranus and Neptune are still there, and a lot of people still have lots of garbage to deal with. Now's the time to do it. This week, next week, and the week following, up to March 24th, and let's watch this moon wobble together. And like I say, the moon wobble peak, or when it's its most severe, will happen when the sun is at 24 degrees Aries, which is April 14th on the new moon. That's Pan American Day. And then the moon wobble will be over finally on April 21st, 1 week later. So it begins March 24th and it ends April 21st. And like I say, the weirdest part of this moon wobble is that people tend to begin new things during March and April. And the moon wobble negates. Like I say, I've learned a lot. Not 15, not 20%, 50%. And if you want to check this out, then go ahead and start about 20 things in your life during this wobble. Keep track and see how many of those items don't work 3 months later. And like I say, there'll be about 10 that don't work. The percentage may be lower for some of you, might be 40, 30% for some of you, and for some of you may be higher, 60, 70% disappointment, setback, failure, and also miscommunication. But the moon wobble does bring out strangeness. I don't know about you in January, but besides the fact that the rumors of war and the war was going on, it was a really, awful month. Now, we're talking about major things in your life now. I'm not telling you to cut back your purchases or shop for food before the wobble starts. If you're going to buy a car, if you're going to buy a home, if you're going to sell a car, you're going to sell a home, you're going to file your taxes, you want to meet someone, start a relationship, or get involved with new friends, a new organization, new projects, those kind of things. But basic everyday buying and selling is okay, and seeing a doctor, frankly, or a dentist, I superstitiously feel, is better before the moon wobble. But some people will test that, or some people will have to go to the doctor during the moon wobble, and there's nothing you can do to avoid that. And so much is happening during this moon wobble because we have Palm Sunday, we've got Easter, we've got Good Friday, we've got Passover, we have tax times, we have April Fool's Day, daylight savings times happening during a moon wobble. It starts, so... This is going to be an interesting period in the next 30 days. And obviously, I may even take a week off during the moon wobble myself and rest. It's good to take vacations during moon wobbles and kick back.